Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the world of bond yields and what they might be telling us about the economy under a second Trump presidency.
Ooh, this sounds juicy. So, what's the bond market whispering, person one? Is it a sweet nothing or something we should be worried about?
Well, person two, it seems to be more of a concerned murmur. The article points out that 10-year Treasury yields are around 5%, the highest since 2008. That sounds good, but...
But there's always a but, isn't there? What's the catch?
The catch is the term premium, the extra interest investors demand on top of the Fed's rate. It's been rising rapidly, and not for good reasons. It's not optimism driving it. It seems to be fear of inflation.
Inflation again? I thought we tackled that beast.
We did make progress, but it's still above the Fed's target. And many of Trump's proposed policies, tariffs, fiscal stimulus, tighter labor markets due to deportations, could fuel inflation even further. Not a good sign.
So higher inflation means the Fed might not cut rates as much as expected?
Exactly. The market's already anticipating fewer cuts, and a hawkish Fed usually means higher yields across the board. Bad news for anyone needing a loan, mortgages, auto loans, you name it. They're all tied to those 10-year Treasury yields.
Yikes. So what about the deficit? The article mentions that too, right?
Right you are. A bigger deficit means the Treasury needs to issue more bonds. More supply, same or even less demand equals lower bond prices, and guess what? Higher yields.
It's a vicious cycle. Higher yields, less borrowing, slower growth. It sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Potentially. And the article mentions a specific example from late 2023. Increased debt issuance, a credit rating downgrade, and bam, higher yields, lower stocks, and plummeting business confidence. Ouch!
I see. Not good. But wasn't there a period where things seemed, well, less gloomy?
Yes, there was a brief period in late 2024 where stocks, the term premium, and bond yields all rose. It seemed like maybe, just maybe, deregulation could boost growth without igniting inflation.
Interesting. So there's a glimmer of hope?
Perhaps. The article suggests that targeted tariffs, a limited deficit increase, and significant deregulation could be the best-case scenario. It really all hinges on the new administration's policies.
Fingers crossed, then. This is definitely something to keep a close eye on.
Absolutely. Until next time, this is Nutty, signing off. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.